"I don't like this," Hasty said to JoJo as they walked along Tremont Street. "Gino says it's this way or no way," JoJo said. "He likes to see who he's doing business with." "Why does someone like him care?" JoJo shrugged. "Gino's a strange guy." They went down the stairs to the basement level entrance and walked into Development Associates of Boston. The pretty young man behind the reception desk looked up at them. "Well, Tarzan," he said with his infuriating smile. "And who's this, Cheetah?" JoJo had a momentary image of himself, yanking the little faggot from behind the desk and smashing his head against the white brick wall. But he didn't. This was business, and he was always aware of Vinnie Morris and his odd, unnerving stillness, and how quick everyone said he was when he had reason to be. "Gino's expecting us," JoJo said. "Me check," the young man said. "You wait." He stood and went back through the door behind the desk and into the back room. In a moment, he came out and made a sweeping gesture of invitation, like a maitre d' at a pretentious restaurant. JoJo could almost feel Hasty's disapproval. But Gino was Gino, and he had to meet the client. Hasty looked around the inner office. It, too, was white brick, with a vase full of flowers on the desk. A tall, spare man sat behind the desk, and a compact, efficient-looking man sat to his left, tilting his straight chair back against the wall. "I'm Gino Fish," the spare man said. "This is my associate, Vinnie Morris." Morris didn't make any sign that he even heard Gino. He simply looked at them without expression. Vinnie Morris made Hasty uncomfortable. He made him think of his new police chief, though he wasn't quite sure why. "How do you do?" Hasty said. Why was he so uncomfortable? He was meeting a couple of small-time crooks. He was the president of his own bank. He commanded a force of men that would liquefy these two thugs at his order. If one were to guess from the nance at the reception desk, Fish might even be a homosexual. "You want some guns," Fish said. "As many as you can get. Small arms, heavy weapons. I'm sure JoJo has spelled all this out for you." "JoJo couldn't spell cat if you gave him the C and the A. What do you want the weapons for?" "There's no need for you to know." "I like to know," Fish said. "You want to do business with me, you do it on my terms. What are you going to do with the weapons?" "We are a group of free men," Hasty said. "Patriots. We need weapons." Fish smiled. "This got to do with an international Jewish conspiracy?" "I know you're mocking, but you'll see. Jews, Catholics, one-worlders, anybody who wishes us to give up our sovereignty to a foreign power."
"Like the Pope or the UN, Fish said.
"Yes." Fish looked at Vinnie Morris.
"See, didn't I say it would be worth it to have him come in and see us?"
"That's what you said."
JoJo didn't like the way this was going. He didn't have any idea what Hasty was talking about. He never had known why the horsemen ran around in the woods with guns. This was the first he'd heard about one-worlders, whatever they were. But he knew Gino was having fun with them, and it made him feel sweaty. For his part, Hasty wasn't used to being laughed at. He wasn't sure how one was supposed to respond to being laughed at.
"I am doing business with you," Hasty said.
His voice was hoarse and seemed hard to squeeze through his windpipe.
"Admittedly. But you are also doing business with me, and God damn it, if you don't want the business, just keep it up and I'll take my money somewhere else where they don't have a damn fairy at the reception desk."
There was a silence in the office for a long moment. Vinnie kept his blank stare on JoJo. Then Fish smiled slowly.
"He used the F word, Vinnie."
Vinnie Morris nodded without saying anything, his eyes steady on JoJo.
"Spunky devil, isn't he?"
Fish said. Then he shrugged.
"Well," Hasty said hoarsely, "you want the business or not?"
"Of course I do," Fish said. "Let's talk particulars."